بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this chapter of various matters regarding dua, various points and matters with regard to dua. Hazrat Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma alal ardi muslimun yad'u Allah ta'ala bida'watin illa atahu Allahu iyaha. That there isn't on the surface of the earth any Muslim person who makes dua to Allah ta'ala, but Allah gives him what he asks for. In other words, Allah accepts du'as very readily, and there is absolutely no doubt that du'as of people, of Muslims, are accepted. أو صرف عنه من السوء مثلها. Or Allah Ta'ala remove some difficulty equal to that level of what good he had asked. Maybe Allah does not give him that what he asked for, but some difficulty that was in his life or coming in his life, Allah Ta'ala removed it. مَعْلَمْ يَدْعُوا بِإِثْمٍ. Until he does not make dua of some guna. If he makes some dua of guna, then that dua is not accepted. أَوْ قِطْعَةِ رَحِمٍ. Or he breaks family ties, and then his duas are not accepted. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْقَوْمِ. One person who was present, a sahabi رضي الله عنه, he asked, إِذَنْ نُكْثِرْ. Then we will ask a lot if Allah is going to give us whatever we ask, and we don't break the laws of Allah, and Allah has promised He's going to give, then we will ask in abundance. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akthar. Allah will give you even more. There is no shortage by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In another riwayat it comes, أو يدخر له من الأجر مثلها. Or Allah stores the reward for that person equal to the level that he had asked. That means when a person makes dua to Allah Ta'ala, either Allah gives it to exactly what he asked for, or to the level that he asked, Allah removes some difficulty and hardship from his way. Or Allah Ta'ala stores that sawab for him in the Akhirat. But du'as are definitely accepted. But of course, as mentioned here, that unless we from our side don't block that du'a. And the blocking of the du'a is we make du'a for some guna. Or we break family ties. Or as it comes in other riwayats, a person's food is haram. A person's clothing is haram, and he makes dua very desperately, but then also because of that haram, his duas are not accepted. So there is no doubt that duas and all our amal are also readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala, but the only condition is that there mustn't be any blockage. Blockages from our side can be any of these things. Also, it is narrated in a hadith that a person, when he makes all his nafil ibadat is accepted, but when he performs his faraz, if his faraz is not performed, then that blocks even his nafil. All wazifas we read, we make so many duas and so valuable wazifas, but we don't make our faraz, then that is not accepted. So blockages are also from our side, otherwise all our wazifas have got great, great value and tremendous benefits they are in there. But when we don't fulfill the faraiz, then those are also not accepted. So we should see that we fulfill the requirements, and then inshallah see the benefits of our du'as, see the benefits of our wazaif, etc. وَنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانِ يَقُولُ عِنْدَ الْكَرْبَ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, whenever he was distressed, whenever there were difficult and hard conditions, like for example the onslaught of the kuffar at the times of jihad, etc., then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this particular dua, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-haleem, that there is no one else, no power, no deity, nobody worthy of worship besides Allah, who is the most great and who is the most tolerant. And al-haleem is that name of Allah Ta'ala, which the ulama have written, الَّذِي لَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِالْعُقُوبَ, that Allah does not hurry in punishing a person. Allah tolerates him. Allah gives him lot of respite. لا إله إلا الله, there is no other deity, no power, no God, nobody worthy of worship, إِلَّا الله, but Allah Ta'ala, رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, who is the Rabb of the great Arsh, the great throne of Allah Ta'ala. And the throne of Allah Ta'ala is Majari-e Qadha. That is from where all decisions of the world are made there. Whoever is going to get married, who's going to die, who's going to be found guilty, who's going to be found not guilty, prices of things, everything is there from the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is controlled from there. La ilaha illallah, Rabbus Samawat, Allah Ta'ala is the creator, the nourisher, sustainer, maintainer of all the heavens, all the skies. Wa Rabbul Ard, and of the earth also, Allah alone is the creator, nourisher, sustainer. Wa Rabbul Arshil Kareem, and Allah Ta'ala is the Rabb, the creator of the Arsh also, and that is of great grandeur and great value. One great alim, muhaddith, who was in Spain when Muslims were ruling in Spain, he says when he was there and he was learning hadith from one great muhaddith, another great alim and a great buzurg was detained by the governor of the time, and he was in jail. Then this person, this great alim, saw in his dream Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was reciting some words which he could not make out. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this person what Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is reading, that dua which is in Bukhari Sharif. That is the same dua which we have just read now. And this alim, this great buzurg that has been detained, tell him to read this dua. He went, he informed him. As soon as he read the dua, the governor gave the order that he must be set free. And he was released immediately. Similarly, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh was also called by Hajjaj, who wanted to execute him. And he started reading this dua. When he reached Hajjaj, Hajjaj said, I hated you so much, and I wanted to have you executed, killed. But now suddenly, I don't know why, but all that hatred has been changed into love for you. And I have great respect and honor for you now. So this is a very valuable dua, which buzurgs have always used and have tested it, and the results were 100%. So whenever, especially when a person is in great distress, he should make dua with these words, لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات والأرض ورب العرش الكريم, and then make dua to Allah. And then see, inshallah, whatever difficulties we have, how they are removed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.